Good morning. We're the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. We're one member down. No, we didn't lose Liv the Web Girl again. Please say hi, Liv, so everybody knows you're okay.
Hello, I am live and well.
Alex is out today. She said she couldn't make it into work.
Well, yeah, we got a lot of snow here in Indianapolis. A surprise 7 inches just came overnight.
I don't know if it's 7 inches, but okay.
I know.
I'm telling you, it is. It's 7 inches.
Okay.
All right. I've got an app on my phone, guys, and I measured it. That's what I did.
That would have been smart. I'm telling you, there was a stack on the top of my car like this.
Okay.
There's no proof that says that.
All right, check this out. Coming up in about 10 minutes here on the Joe and Alex Show, we are going to call our grand prize winner for this past week for that Grammy flyaway to L.A. So if you've qualified, make sure you answer your phone. And then right after that, we're going to play another game and give you a chance to qualify. We got one more prize we're giving out after we hook up our grand prize winner today. And just for getting qualified, you're going to get digital downloads of artists that are nominated for this year's Grammys. Liv the Web Girl, I can't believe are going through this, but this is an insane situation, and you have to find a new what?
I have to find a new therapist.
Okay, is it just because you don't like what they're telling you? Like, it's too hard to handle? Because I didn't like what my therapist told me at first, but
no.
She was telling the truth.
No, it's not really that. It's, like, pretty awkward. So I started going to her, over a year ago, like a year and a half ago.
Okay.
And I've gone to see her pretty consistently, and I've just started to realize, like, maybe, like, minor red flags of, like, professionalism.
Okay, well, what are the red flags?
Okay, so she followed me on Instagram, and then she asked me if I cared, and I'm the type of person where I feel so uncomfortable that I'm like, no, like, that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was a little weird.
Yeah.
And then she would send me, like, political memes a lot.
Okay,
and just
okay.
Like memes a lot, and we kind of like have the same political view. I'm just like not that into politics, to be honest. Like, I know I'm a big feminist, but like, I'm just not into politics.
Yeah, Liv doesn't even vote.
That's not true. That is false. That was like made me choke. That's not true. But so she'll send me that, but I thought it was like kind of weird, especially because I'm like, what if there's things that like we don't agree upon, but like she thinks we do, and then she'll like rant about it, and then like I feel awkward to like speak my mind, which like you're never supposed to feel like that with a therapist.
But that's not even what therapy is about. Like, you're supposed to talk about you.
Exactly. Exactly. And then like obviously at some point I would go into my therapist and kind of, you know, vent about work or be like, I'm really frustrated about this. Like, what do you think? Whatever. And so she kind of started listening to this show. And so I would go into work some days. I would go into therapy some days, and she would just kind of like complain about the show.
Oh, really?
Yes. And like not thinking I had anything to do with it, or she'd be like, oh my gosh, this topic was so like stupid. I can't believe you guys even said that. And she has no idea if that topic was either even my idea.
Who suggested it or brought it up? Yeah.
Exactly. And I'm like, this is so awkward.
Is it possible that she's just starstruck? Because, I mean, you are Liv the Web Girl.
Yeah, you're a big deal.
She didn't know who I was before I went in there. And her daughter's, like, listening to the show.
Okay.
So, like, sometimes she'll be like, oh, like, I know who that is. She won't say how she knows who I mm-hmm. am. But it's just super uncomfortable. And especially because, like, sometimes I would just, like, obviously complain about Joe or Alex if there was something that you guys did that like pissed me off. Okay, come on.
What?
We all know. I know you probably go into your therapist and you're
never.
Like, when Liv's late, it's like, I can't control myself. I get so angry.
I never ever talked to my therapist, Julie, about that at all.
You 1,000% have probably said that before.
Never.
So then some days I would go in, and before I would even say anything or say that we have been having a great show, we've been in a great vibe and everything, I would come in and she would just start complaining about you, or she would just start complaining about Alex, because she doesn't agree with Alex at all politically, like at all.
Yeah.
So Alex will really trigger her and really make her upset. And she'll just come in and start complaining about her. And I'm like, this is so weird, because like, although we do work in such close quarters and we can annoy each other easily because of that, I love all of you guys. And you guys, and I adore and love Alex. She's one of the most caring people in the world. And so I love all of you guys. So it's super awkward for me to hear about my therapist complaining and talking crap about like people that I really do care about.
Was that the thing that made you say, oh my gosh, I gotta go somebody that doesn't know the show. I gotta find somebody new.
She was doing it for like months, and it was kind of like everything added on. And she would say other things, like if I would talk crap about like a friend, she would be like, oh my gosh, like that girl sounds like kind of slutty or whatever. And I'm like, geez, you know, like I just felt like things that she said made me not be able to be fully open and honest with her.
I wonder if she was doing that though, like just to kind of make you feel comfortable, like talking about it, like trying to make you feel better.
Yeah, but like I want a therapist that's going to be like, okay, well, how do you feel about that? You know, like it's like obviously
they'll
give
you. How do you
feel
about your friend that's a hoe?
Right. And I would say, honestly, you do you, honey. I don't know.
Wow. All right. 833-JOE-ALEX. That is 833-563-2539. Do you think Liv actually needs to get something new? Or I kind of wonder, like that could be uncomfortable, but I talk to my therapist like all the time. She kind of listens, which is good, but that would be awkward if she's like, oh my God, Porkchop, how can you stand him when he's always talking about trivia crack? Like that would be kind of weird. Or is that not crossing the line kind of? Because I don't know if it's trying to help Liv out or if it's just like on the other side. Like it's like, that's too far.
See, I think she was trying to show me that she can be like one of my best gals, like one of my best friends. Girls. We're just a couple chicks, you know, talking.
833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. You can also hit us up on Twitter. Give us a follow at Joe and Alex Show.
Lizzie on Instagram says, Liv, get a new therapist. That's so awkward and very unprofessional. She's not supposed to be your friend. Hashtag wanna be Liv the web girl. Oh, thanks, Lizzie. I want to be you.
Well, hey, stay tuned. Carrie, you're on the Joe and Alex Show, and are you a therapist?
I am.
Okay, so what do you think? Is this something that sometimes you do with people just to connect with them, or is this kind of too much?
No, I definitely think that she, Liv's therapist, has crossed a professional boundary. None of my clients know like my political views or anything like that for that exact reason, because if our political views or our religious views or anything like that don't align, then it makes it difficult for the client to open up completely or to feel comfortable. And
right.
She's definitely crossed the line with, like following you on Instagram and Facebook and all of that. Like, that is, I have everyone sign a contract when they come to see me saying that I will not follow them on Instagram, nor will they follow me on Instagram,
right,
and things like that.
Now, Carrie, let me ask, because you guys know this is me. If Alex is here, she'd give me crap about how I always try to connect with people. If you were my therapist, like, is it wrong if I try to, like, connect with you on social media? Because, like, that's what I tried to do when I first found my therapist. I'm like, oh, I should find her on Facebook. Is that weird?
Yeah, so your therapist should decline, and if they're not declining, then they're crossing.
Well, she hasn't declined it. It's just pending still. So
then that's probably her way of declining it. See, my sister is a therapist right now, and she said the exact same thing. She said that her clients will try to follow her, and like she'll just keep it pending, and she never opens up about her religious or political views. So... yeah, you know, I definitely think I need a switch.
I feel like there's a conflict of interest there, you know? I feel like it's kind of like a psychic, you know? If a psychic goes on your Instagram and tries to see stuff about you, so when you go talk to them, they already know. That's
right.
What I feel like in your situation.
Isn't a therapist supposed to be like kind of an unbiased third party? And it's
exactly.
Like she's kind of forming these biases. Exactly.
Yeah.
And she doesn't at all. And here's another thing, too, is that I... am very religious. I have like a good faith with God. A lot of people wouldn't believe that. Yeah. From like first look. But yeah, I am. And she's flat out said that she's not. And she has said comments kind of like downplaying like faith and religion, and which has made me feel so awkward and so uncomfortable. Because in therapy, obviously, I'm talking about deep personal stuff. And obviously, God is going to be involved in that.
Maybe she's just being a devil's advocate.
I don't think therapy is supposed to be like that, right?
Hey, Carrie.
Right.
Carrie, thank you.
Liv, you're making me cringe just like hearing this. Like, this is all bad.
Hey, Carrie, are you in a relationship right now, Carrie?
I am, but...
is it with a patient?
I'm not. No.
Have you ever had somebody that you wanted to date?
No.
I couldn't be a therapist because I'd be like, I know everything about you. Hey, thank you, Carrie, for calling in. I'm just being
honest. Yeah, that make you not want to date them.
Renee, you're on the Joe and Alex Show, and you agree with Liv, right?
I completely 100% agree with Liv.
Don't you think that's so awkward, though?
It is very awkward because the thing is, you know, it's just like the other therapist said, is that when stuff like that happens, one, it does make the person that's coming to see them for therapy shut down because it's like, okay, wait a minute. Why are you bashing my friends? Why are you bashing the place where I work?
Exactly. And here's the one thing. If I'm telling her a story about how my friend might be a hoe, it's like I can't tell her stories where I have been a hoe because then she's going to think I'm a hoe.
These hoes ain't loyal. Yeah.
But here's the thing, Liv. You pay her to go see her. Maybe she should start paying you since she's talking nothing about porn.
Yeah, exactly. She's the one venting about all this stuff. Jeez. Where's my paycheck?
You really need help if Liv's your therapist. That's pretty bad. Hey, Liv, thank you.
You just need a hug. I'm going to come hug you, Liv.
Oh, thank you, Chops.
I'm hugging Liv. We're on the same
how level. Sweet.
Oh, the side hug, so it's not too awkward.
I love the affection.
Oh, well, good for you guys. Okay, if you couldn't get through this morning, you can always hit us up, Joe and Alex Show on Instagram.